This is Health Matters, continuing our report on hormone disruptors.
Today we're looking at BPA and atrazine, two chemicals that are hormone disruptors with links to breast tumors. BPA disrupts by imitating estrogen, a female hormone. In other words, BPA is a chemical synthetic that tricks the body into thinking it is estrogen. In addition to breast tumors, BPA has been linked to cancers, reproductive problems, obesity, early puberty, and heart disease.
Worldwide, BPA is one of the most widespread chemicals. It is a building block for numerous plastics that are used for food and beverage storage. It is used in the epoxy resins that line cans. BPA can leach from the lining of cans and from plastic food containers, which is one reason why most Americans have BPA in their bodies.
BPA in the food supply is not the only problem, because BPA and two related endocrine disruptors have been detected in wastewater and surface waters in the United States. Keeping BPA out of public drinking water supplies presents a major challenge because it can only be partially removed with conventional water treatment systems. So far, it seems that advanced oxidation treatments have been more effective in degrading BPA and its related chemicals.
Federal tests have found that 93% of Americans have BPA in their bodies. So how do we read this? Is virtually everyone at risk from BPA, or does the risk depend upon the extent of an individual's exposure?
BPA has been identified as a chemical of high concern. Assessing its long-term impact is complex, as BPA can affect the body through multiple pathways. Studies of BPA's link to a number of human health concerns are ongoing. Researchers are trying to determine its connection to such negative trends as abnormal penile urethra development in males, early sexual development in females, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, childhood and adult obesity, type 2 diabetes, regional decreases in sperm count, and an increase in hormonally related cancers.
Studies indicate that adverse effects like these occur in laboratory animals who receive low doses of BPA. A 2006 conference to discuss the BPA impact on human health concluded that virtually every typical person living in a developed country has measurable blood tissue and urine levels of BPA that exceed the level found in animals used in low-dose experiments.
So avoiding additional contamination from BPA is very important.
Right. Keeping BPA out of the body should be taken seriously. But to eliminate or at least reduce exposure to BPA means you'll have to work at it. It most likely means changing your eating habits by avoiding canned foods and canned beverages, by opting for fresh food instead and for beverages delivered in glass bottles.
There are some manufacturers that don't use BPA or similar chemicals in their cans or plastic containers, but you'll have to research which ones. And it's complicated. Plastics marked with a PC may contain BPA, and products with the recycling label number 7 may contain BPA. The safest way to protect yourself from BPA contamination is to avoid all plastic and recycled products with these labels. For more details, you can go to EWG.org/BPA. EWG stands for Environmental Working Group.
The Environmental Working Group is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting humans, health, and the environment. They are a credible source of information on a wide range of things that impact health, from what's in your tap water, to what's in your shampoo, to GMOs, pesticides, and foods, and they have information on what safeguards are possible.
Atrazine, a chemical herbicide widely used on corn crops. It is another hormone disruptor found extensively in drinking water supplies and one that can cause breast tumors. Atrazine has caused delayed puberty and prostate inflammation in animal test subjects. Even low levels of atrazine can turn male frogs into female frogs that produce completely viable eggs. Talk about imitating female hormones. What is it doing in male humans?
Some research has linked atrazine to human prostate cancer. Protecting yourself and your family from atrazine means you may want to switch to organic corn, including corn products that aren't organic, like tortillas and corn chips.
Health Minutes is a production of KIDE Cuba, California, produced and written by Cynthia Putin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.